Mr. Beale thinks making money matters more than a restful family summer by the shore. But unless some act of God divine derails the New York Montauk line, he's arriving on the 5:15. Put the chafing dishes on the garden ledge. Once the gardener has finished with the hedge, chill the vichyssoise and heat the veal, and wish me luck, 'cause Mr. Beale is arriving on the 5:15. 1 o'clock, set the chairs and the tables. 2 o'clock, raise the big white tent. 3 o'clock, Reginaldo does our hair. 4 o'clock, hang the Japanese lanterns. 5 o'clock, mix the champagne punch. Pick the inchworms off the peonies. Pink umbrellas for the daiquiris. The ambassador and Rose will tour the grounds. Like a spread from House and Garden, she expounds. Have the piano tuned and moved outdoors by cocktail hour, mine not yours, and restrict yourself to grenadine. You cannot be sloshed at 5:15. 1 o'clock, stake the droopy hydrangeas. 2 o'clock, fill the lotus pond. 3 o'clock, lock the cat up in its room. 4 o'clock, glaze the salmon in aspic. 5 o'clock, crack the crab on ice with the privet pruned and manicured, and my daughter's future well assured. Great gardens will be decked out in its prime. Little Edie will be here with Joe in time. Like Norman Rockwell family, our photo in the Hamptons be the event of 1941, of East, West, South, and Bridgehampton. Though perhaps I've overspent a bit, the man who's gonna pay for it is arriving on the 5:15.